Dr. Mabuza is an archetype and a runaway media success in his own right. Famous from 5 novels and 12 movies, the Doctor was created by author Norbert Jacques and was developed into one of the most chilling creations of the silent era in 1922 by no less a director than Fritz Lang. Mabuza is a name, but one that nobody in their right mind speaks aloud. He's a master of disguise, naturally, and a rich, well-connected socialite and gambler. Some social context. Gambling at the high-stakes table is not so much an innocuous recreation as an obscenity in a decade of hyperinflation and starvation, with crippled war veterans dying of cold on the street corners, as was the case in Weimar Germany. Mabuza has his fingers in every pie, by way of a syndicate so shadowy and criminal that nobody knows its extent. He's a spider, but the web he weaves is so broad that it looks like the whole of reality to the flies trapped within. He is, in some of the stories, a psychiatrist, skilled in manipulation, and those who hunt him are doomed to become his victims. If Mabuza has a weakness, it is that his schemes are over-elaborate and tend to implode messily, usually when his most senior minions rebel, hopelessly late. Nevertheless, he is a master of the escape plan, and with his ability to brainwash minions into playing his role, he's a remarkably hard phantom to slay. It's all too easy to make fun of the likes of Fantomas and Dr. Nicola, and even their modern-day cognates such as Dr. Mabuza and Ernst Stavro Blofeld. For do they not represent such an obsessively concentrated pinnacle of entrepreneurial criminality that, if they really existed, they would instantly be hunted down and arrested by Interpol? Careful consideration will lead one to reconsider this hasty judgment. Criminology, the study of crime and its causes, has a fundamental weak spot. It studies that proportion of the criminal population who are stupid or unlucky enough to get caught. The perfect criminal, should he or she exist, would be the one who is never apprehended. Indeed, the one whose crimes may be huge but unnoticed, or indeed miscategorized as not crimes at all because they are so powerful they sway the law in their favor. Or so clever, they discover an immoral opportunity for criminal enterprise before the legislators notice it. Such forms of criminality may be indistinguishable at a distance from lawful business. The criminal, a paragon of upper-class virtue, a face man for Forbes. When the real Napoleons of crime walk among us today, they do so in the outwardly respectable guise of executives in business suits and $1,000 haircuts. The executives of WorldCom and Enron were denizens of a corporate culture so rapacious that any activity, however dubious, could be justified in the name of enhancing the bottom line. They have rightfully been charged, tried, and in some cases jailed for fraud on a scale that would have been the envy of Mabuza, Blofeld, or their modern successor, Dr. Evil. When you need extra digits on your pocket calculator to compute the sums you're stealing, you're in the big league. Again, when you're able to evade prosecution by the simple expedient of appointing the state prosecutor and the judges because you're the president of a country, and not just any country, but a member of the rich and powerful G8, you're certainly not amenable to diagnosis and detection in the same sense as your run-of-the-mill shoplifter or petty delinquent. I'm naming no names. They have intelligence services, cruise missiles. But this isn't a hypothetical scenario.